This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, I used to use a... you guys in the chat room, pay attention. I used to use a catchphrase. Okay? And it was not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side of the issues. I would love to know what some of you guys think of that. Not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side of the issues. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, if you have any questions or comments and you don't want to call in. I mean, I get it. Some people just aren't uncomfortable calling in. I got that. So I always, again, I always do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, the Larry Greenfield's going to join me after the break. He's been on the show before. You guys love him. I love him. I think he's a great guy. Very honest, very factual, very straightforward, easy to understand. Larry's going to talk about the insanity and anti-Semitism on the left. Now, you know, I've been railing on this stuff for years. It makes me crazy. It really does. It plays with my head. I do not understand it. The same people that tell us we're supposed to love all humans, the same people tell us conservatives, right, you know, how bad we are because we say something negative towards another group or we feel that somebody's doing something wrong, how bad we are. But yet they can't stand the Jewish community. And I don't know, and I'm going to ask Larry, I don't know what the Jewish community is smoking because they love the Democrats. It makes absolutely no sense. The same Democrats that, you know, that have been working hard to chastise Israel for how it treats women. Although I don't even know. I mean, gee, the Dems treat women worse than anybody else I know, but that's beside the point. Now, Larry's a fellow of the Claremont Institute, American Freedom Alliance. He earned his BA in UC Berkeley and his law degree at Georgetown Law Center in Washington. He's also outlined a strong brief against the left's approach to just our common understanding of the rule of law. But we don't have a rule of law anymore. We're going to do away with that class. Seriously. Come on, think about it. Right? Just look at the Dems right now. Everything they're pushing for is against the rule of law. It has absolutely nothing to do with the rule of law, if you would. You know, seriously. All right. I've got to calm down because this stuff does make me crazy. All right, how about a lighthearted story? Get us off the beaten path for a moment, right? Woman claims that meth found hidden in her private parts is not hers. Louisiana woman told investigators that the methamphetamine allegedly found inside her female parts didn't belong to her. Now, I'm sorry. How does one hide something in that particular spot and not know somebody else has done that? Ashley Beth Rowland, 23, was accused on July 31st of stealing $5,000 from a man she'd been staying with for about a week. The man told a West Monroe police officer that Rowan had swiped his cash off his dresser and left while he was showering. A female correctional officer conducted a consensual search of Rowan and allegedly found a clear plastic bag inside of her containing $6,233 in cash and approximately a gram of meth. There is so much I could do with this. Rowan purportedly confessed to swiping the money, but denied ownership of the methamphetamine. She was charged with felony theft and possession of a controlled dangerous substance, and her bond was set at $8,000. So she had the $6,000 and one a gram of meth, but didn't know how the meth got there. I'm sorry. You can't make this stuff up. Joe Messina. Oh, it's 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. What people will and or won't do for drugs, right? We're going to tell you. All right. Did you know that somebody's going to get mad at me for this, but I don't care. Did you know that weak men are more likely to be socialists? I don't know if you're sure of that, but a recent study from one of the universities, I don't even want to say its name. Don't tell John Prescott, but maybe socialists are socialists because they aren't that good in a fight. Right? Conversely, free marketeers may not actually have a sincere belief in the power of Adam Smith's unseen hand. Instead, they've justified belief in the power of a clenched fist. A study found that weaker men are more likely to be in favor of redistributive taxation. Wow. So you can't make it on your own? You want to impose yourself on everybody else? Is that kind of where he's going? The strong, on the other hand, who in their caveman past had no problems controlling both women and resources, they had no intention of sharing. And they're far less likely to see the virtue of these social policies that we've had to put up with. Can you see that, though? I mean, do we really need a study to make that happen? I'm just asking. I don't think so. I mean, you see how weak men operate, weak people as a whole operate. And I know there are some there that are social justice warriors, for lack of a better term. They're going to help these weak people by telling me what a bully I am because I'm forcing somebody or telling somebody or pushing somebody in a direction, you know, to make a decision. But I mean, seriously, we need to start. We wouldn't even be having these studies if we would simply teach our kids to be young. To be strong, our young kids, to be strong, to look to their parents for some guidance and help, to look to strong people around them, not weak, strong, compassionate people around them. Joe Messina, your host, Larry Greenfield joins us after the break. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time that you spend with us. I know that you could be listening to about 3,000 other shows, and you've chosen this one. And I am humbled, and I want to thank you for doing that. I appreciate the nice emails you get. Actually, frankly, I even appreciate the nasty emails you guys send me, some of you send me. You know, it tells me that you're listening. I've hit a nerve, and I don't mind doing that. I enjoy it very much. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Head up to the website. A lot going on up there. I always love when this guest is on with me, and I don't want to waste his time. Larry Greenfield is joining me. He's a fellow of the Claremont Institute, American Freedom Alliance. He's earned his BA and UC from Berkeley and his law degree at Georgetown Law Center in Washington, D.C. Larry has outlined a strong brief against the left's approach to our common understanding of the rule of law. And I get, first of all, Larry, thanks for being with me.
Yes, it's a pleasure, Joe. Nice to be back.
You know, I got to tell you something. Does the left even know that we have laws anymore? That there is a rule of law in this country?
So post-constitutionalism, making up their own laws, including the laws of economics, by the way, that's a good question. I think many on the left aren't rooted in any kind of study of classical political philosophy. They don't really understand the roots of Western civilization, the Bible, the common law, the U.S. Constitution, the rule of law. And when we looked at the Democrats sort of abandoning in the Kavanaugh hearings, remember, the presumption of innocence, Senator Hirono literally said, "I'm sorry, I just don't believe the nominee, and so I don't care about offering him a presumption of innocence or a due process of law." So no, there are many on the left who have abandoned law. That's correct.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And again today, when you saw the outrage from the raids that were made, the 600 people that were picked up, and I'm thinking to myself, why they're calling ICE lawless? ICE is out actually enforcing the law, doing what should be done when it comes to the law, and these people can't seem to get their hand around it. It's always that kind of thing is always so amazing to me. And I don't
know, Joe, I wonder, is it a combination now of mischief and bad intentions, revolution, subversion, ideology, totalitarianism, fascism, left-wing fascism? Is it that? Or is it a complete ignorance of civil society, rule of law, institutions? So are they abandoning all of the pillars of a rule of law society because they don't understand them and they just go by emotion? Or does the left really, from top down or bottom up, I'm not sure, just want to subvert everything about the American way, everything about a kind of reasoned, stable society? Is it just revolution?
You know, I got to tell you something. That's a great question that you're asking me now. I have Democrat friends that I believe to be sane and want to do the right thing. And a lot of these ideas that they have come from the heart, come from believing that we need to take care of other people, believing all these things. So I would say to you, it's probably split. You do have people that it's total subversion. They totally want to take over. They believe that they should be the ones in rule. And then you have others that actually believe we could do more for society. We could do more for people in need. And that's all they can see. And law doesn't fit into either one of those two because they're both based on feelings, are they not?
Feelings, and those can range from feelings of utopianism. We'll make the perfect society. We can reshape men's souls. We can bring heaven to earth. Or, not utopianism, but alienation. Such an anger, a disaffection for one's country, for one's fellow man, an alienation. I'll give you two examples. They're running for president of the United States. The first mayor, Bill de Blasio. Okay? Mayor of maybe the most important city in the country, running for president. He previously had advocated for the Stalinist regime. Enemies of the United States in Nicaragua, they're still in brutal dictatorial power 40 years later. Mm-hmm. That's his background. He sided against the United States in favor of communists. That's part A. Part B, Bernard Sanders. Bernie Sanders did even more than Bill de Blasio. He, too, traveled to Nicaragua, but he also celebrated the communist Castro regime in Cuba and even took, and this is all sort of publicized, it's not like he snuck in there, there were film cameras, etc. He took his honeymoon in the Soviet Union during the Cold War to advocate on behalf of the enemies of not only the United States, but freedom. And the human beings suffering in Siberia under torture. So radical socialists, yes, but actually enemies of the United States. So there's a 15-minute brilliant storytelling documentary of all of Bernie Sanders' actions and advocacy of these radical far-left governments. Reason.com, or just Google, Bernie Sanders and communism. Now, I don't go around calling people I don't agree with politically communists, but he did support and endorse communists, communist regimes, enemies of the United States.
I am speechless when it comes to people like Bernie, when it comes to people like de Blasio. I mean, how did they get... If they were in a communist country, they wouldn't be in the positions they're in. I'll say it, you don't have to. They don't have the IQ to be in the positions that they would be in other countries. And some of the things that they say and they do, they would be enemies of the state, they would have been locked up by now. The only reason that they're able to do what they're doing, they sit in the seats they sit in, is because of our Constitution, because of our freedom, because of our liberty. They haven't seen... I don't know if they haven't figured that out yet, or I don't know. These guys confuse me. I can't think like they do, Larry.
Remember Tom Wolfe died last year, and he coined the phrase, the neologism, radical chic. You're right, of course. Armchair socialists, armchair communists sit in fancy offices on college campuses or in Vermont, right, Bernie Sanders, or in coffee shops, and they are just sort of benefiting by liberty, freedom of speech and association. They radicalize themselves and their fellow travelers. They wouldn't last 5 minutes under Trotsky, Stalin, Soviet Union, Cuban, Nicaraguan communist regimes.
Larry, you bring up a good point, right? So is it ignorance that they really don't understand? Well, you have to wait to stay, keep that for the side of the break, but is it ignorance that they really don't understand what communism and socialism is all about? Or do they believe that they can control it to the point where they'll be on top? I'll give you time to think about that. Larry Greenfield is with me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in El Paso, Texas, say both the state and federal government will pursue charges against the accused Walmart shooter. 21-year-old suspect Patrick Crucius has already been charged with murder by local officials. El Paso Police Chief Greg Allen.
Texas will prosecute first, and then the federal government will do a secondary prosecution.
It's possible the suspect could be given two death sentences. A stabbing rampage in two cities in Southern California has left four people dead and a half dozen businesses robbed. Garden Grove Police Lieutenant Carl Whitney.
Our suspect pulled in his vehicle and confronted our victim and attacked him for no apparent reason. There was no robbery or whatever. He just attacked the guy pumping gas. He sustained dramatic injuries.
A 33-year-old man from Garden Grove is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, sending me messages. I do appreciate the time. Let me just get back to my guest because I really do appreciate the time that I have with him. I don't have it that often, so I love when he's on. Larry Greenfield joins us. He's a fellow of the Claremont Institute, the American Freedom Alliance. He's also earned his BA at UC Berkeley and his law degree at the Georgetown Law Center in Washington, D.C. Larry has outlined a strong brief against the left's approach to our common understanding of the rule of law, or as I like to say, the lack of the rule of law for them. Larry, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate it.
Joe, you're welcome, and I'm grateful that you call attention. It's on YouTube. I gave a talk to the American Freedom Alliance on the left and the law, and it's getting some more momentum and hopefully going to go viral. So people feel free to, your kind audience, to Google Larry Greenfield, the left and the law, and hopefully they'll find that YouTube video.
So before we went to break, I asked you to ponder. I mean, do Bernie and the others really understand what true communism and socialism is about? And I say that because back in the 70s, you know, I went to school in Boston, right? Another one of those bastions of liberalism, and you got a college on every corner. And professors were teaching that we really didn't understand communism. We didn't understand socialism. We had the wrong thought process behind it. Is this what's motivating them? They just don't really understand?
It's a religion. I think that's the best way to think about leftism and the arrogance associated with it and the denial of facts and the refusal to study and learn and to even honor the experience, quote, the lived experience, I love that expression, of the people who suffered and overcome communism. I mean, our country did welcome Vietnamese boat people. What, did that not make an impact on anybody? Aren't there survivors, emigres from the former Soviet Union? Mm-hmm. When you listen to their stories, does that not make an impact? There are plenty of facts out there, but the religious fervor of the left, which of course replaces God with, statism and utopianism, and communism, and so it's so powerful, and it also justifies all the bad acts. I kind of want to talk to you, Joe, a little bit about the two pieces of the puzzle now, I think, that the left pursues. whatever the sources of their radicalism, subversion, religious fervor for this utopian ideology, this dominating lack of freedom, look what they do to achieve it. They are now using technology to dox, right, to reveal the names and addresses of Trump supporters, to target them, to boycott companies. It's un-American to sort of reject somebody else's right to pursue their political passion, but instead to kind of single them out for mockery. There's a craziness, of course, in the Hollywood left. Hear that there's a new movie called The Hunt, which yes. is about how a left-wing... Did you talk about it already?
No, I hadn't touched on it. Go ahead. Go for it.
Yeah, some left-wing elite tracks down Trump supporters by name. You know, Trump, actual Trump supporters have made a movie, a fantasy movie about violence. And, of course, all the violence that does occur from the left, you are aware the leftists murdered Lincoln and JFK and RFK and the Puerto Rican anarchists and activists and the attacks on Congress and the bullet that hit Congressman Scalise. And James Garfield and William McKinley and on and on and on at leftists. But even besides the sort of violence of the Black Panthers and the Students for Democratic Society and the Weathermen and the Symbionese Liberation Army and Antifa, right? And it just goes on and on, leftist violence in the history of our country. How about just even the brutal sort of treatment of people in companies? Remember the gentleman who was the head of Mozilla who was hounded out of his post because he dared give $1,000 to a proposition in California which actually passed? He wasn't even in some weird minority. The Little Sisters of the Poor were taken up to the Supreme Court because they objected to a mandate in Obamacare regarding contraception. The florist who declined to do a same-sex wedding, or the pizza maker or the cake baker, who've all been subject to brutal treatment even by government in the state of Washington and elsewhere, ACLU filing suits against them for simply expressing their freedom of association or religious conscience. Law professors and other professors who've drawn the ire of radicals for daring to, what, have academic freedom and express even a nuanced or centrist view over culture. It just goes on and on. And so the left is completely out of control. They're violent. They're bullying. They are oppressive. They're abusive. Can you believe this Congressman Castro? That, by the way, how about that for a name?
Oh, and you see nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
No, yeah, go ahead.
No, he singled out people in his own district, businesses, who dare to hold a fundraiser or support one political party. He's going to mock them, fan them, and target them? Is this insane?
I think what he's going to end up doing, in personal opinion, no science behind it, but this is going to end up really teeing off those people that were middle of the road, that were more moderate. They're going to end up going more to the right. I believe they're going to end up going more to the right side because they're going to see us more as open and honest about it. You know, violence is almost always from the left. It seems to be the only way they know how to deal with anything. But I got to ask you, Larry, how does this violence, how do these violent events always seem to get pinned on us? You know, always seem to get pinned on the right.
I mean, the Women's March turned violence and Antifa, and when speakers showed up at Berkeley and they have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on security for speakers, or the left just denies free speech altogether. Rarely a conservative invited to speak on campus, certainly not at a graduation ceremony. Drew, I can only hope you're right and that people are afraid they'll be next for having thought crimes. And that somebody who's even a moderate Democrat goes, wait a second, but I don't completely agree with the left. Are they going to target me? This is Stalinist. This is what the left is. It is totalitarianism. Yeah. They want to bring civil war here, and they want to impose a USSR-style communist dictatorship. I can't believe these words are coming out of my mouth. I have friends who are Democrats. I never called anybody communist who disagrees. disagree with me politically, but look what I just outlined for you. The treatment of our fellow Americans has become brutal from the left.
Yeah. Yeah, and true freedom of speech or expression, and you know, when you think about the political process over the years, we never did I think, and again, I'm not the brightest guy in the room sometimes, but never did I think that my political views or who I voted for or the ideology that I had, as long as it was just an open discussion, would ever be berated like this, would ever be treated with violence or again, to your point, that movie's called The Hunt, by the way. I would hope that nobody listening, nobody that we know, would spend 5 cents to go see something like that. But
hopefully they'll learn about it and maybe ask the studios, what are you doing? Are you now like the left-wing media, right, which is just targeting fellow believers, pandering to the chorus that already agrees, seeking some audience of just radicalized, completely out of touch, out of common sense, out of common courtesy?
Yeah, I'm still reeling. I'm looking at what happened out at Mitch McConnell's house, and I see, you know, telling my listeners, look, we're okay with protests. We are okay with people not agreeing with what an elected official has done or not done. If they had stood across the street or even on the same sidewalk with signs in their hand, with some kind of chant or you know, with the way they used to, but to yell at him and to talk about stabbing him in the heart, these things are unheard of. This is a level of violence that I've only been around a short period of time on this earth, but I never heard this. I never heard this kind of conversation.
There's a bloodlust. Kathy Griffin with the beheaded president. There was Madonna. I fantasize about blowing up the White House. Robert De Niro. They're getting cues. I think was it Johnny Depp who said about assassinating a president? There is a violent strain now in the left, an expression of anger and violence.
Yep. Yeah, and it's going unchecked, and their leaders aren't saying anything. That's even worse for me. Joe Mancini, your host, just in Real Side. Larry Greenfield's going nowhere. He'll still be with us on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Idiot. Hey, Mexico.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's right. I'm not going to school no more. I got my street smarts. That's all I need today. Just look at the brawl they have at those Democratic forums every couple of weeks. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, or just simply everything we have, everything about the show, every way to get in touch with us is there at the website, therealside.com. Always a pleasure to have Larry Greenfield with me. Now, Larry is a fellow of the Claremont Institute, the American Freedom Alliance. He earned his BA at UC Berkeley, his law degree at Georgetown Law Center in Washington, D.C. Now, you got to go look for his outline. He outlined a strong brief against the left's approach to our common understanding of the rule of law, but I believe that they don't have an understanding of the rule of law. Larry, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Joe. I can't wait till I post the transcript or the recording of this and on Facebook, for example. And I love the reactions. Been really happy with the show and all your different variety of guests. So thanks for including me.
Well, I appreciate that very much. You know, the Jewish community, I grew up, I had a lot of Jewish friends when I grew up. My mom was a hairdresser in Boston. And I just had a field day with it. And when I hear things today about the Jewish community, I hear how Jewish people are perceived and talked about. I mean, I'm not a touchy-feely guy, but it does hurt my heart because it's kind of like somebody has read a line in a book or they've read something and they believe that's what they base the whole thing on. And And then it comes down to the Jews and the Jewish communities. They line up with the Democrats, and I look at this, and let's just take the word Dem away from it for a minute. They are treated like third-class citizens. The Democrats really don't care about the Jewish community. Look at what it's a constant fight. It's a constant rub against the Jews. And yet, the Jews line up to vote and give power back to the Democrats. I'm perplexed, Larry. Help me out.
Well, we talked already about leftism and the religion of leftism. And so many Jews who've abandoned God and for historical reasons are hiding their religious life and affiliation from themselves and from the world, they've adopted leftism, liberalism or leftism, as their religious fervor. And so they overlook in their support of Democrats the fact that the Democrats aren't reciprocating. In fact, pro-Israelism is collapsing among Democrats, among younger lefties in general. And the Jewish state is a big target for the left. Of course, Corbyn in England, you know that. And in France, the treatment of Jews. And so the left, the international left, the UN left, the college campus left, the Democratic Party left, are increasingly hostile to Jews, to the Jewish state, to Israel, to Jews and Christians as religious Americans, to Israel as somehow colonial or powerful, or Jews having guns. What? They can't stand that to defend themselves. So they love Jews when they're the victims, but not when they are defending themselves. And so this anti-Semitism that's growing and been remarked upon by many, many, many scholars and writers, you can Google anti-Semitism in the left, and you'll see, you know, a library full of examples. It goes all the way back to Voltaire, of course, the French Enlightenment philosopher who could not stand the Jews. They were his big target, as he targeted religion generally. The communists, of course, were brutal to Jews. The Soviet Union was so hostile to Israel and to Jews inside the Soviet Union. The Nazis, of course, were national socialists. Some people like to consider them right-wing. They weren't, of course. They were left-wing, right? They were against corporations. They adopted Mussolini's tactics. The brown shirts became the black shirts. Mm-hmm. National socialists, they were left-wing. Of course that's true. Palestinian allies of the Nazis. So Palestinian Nazism is back. You know that they're rallying with Nazi flags now in Gaza against Israel.
Yep.
And so the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem came and supported Hitler. So there's this whole history now of Arab left-wing anti-Semitism. And it has a long history, of course, of Islamic demitude, treating the Jews as second-class status. This long history of left-wing anti-Semitism is now seen again in Catholic left-wing anti-Semitism, which is partly, by the way, in South America, which is very unpleasant that it's moved up into the United States as well. And then, of course, you have the Jewish left, which is quite viciously anti-Israel, anti-conservative Jewry, anti-Jewish sort of ideas and the Bible, radicalized.
Larry, not to interrupt you, but I've been seeing, people have been sending me these clips from Jews for Palestine on a lot of the major college campuses across the country. I just shake my head and say, my God, what do they have, a single-digit IQ? How could they be like that?
There's a self-hatred. There's a fantasy. There's, again, this utopianism on the one hand and alienation on the other. By the way, Democrats used to be pro-Israel. Josh Moravchik has written a big book on this and documented. Martin Luther King, who was actually a Republican, but some in the civil rights community were pro-Jewish and collaborated with Jews to fight for civil rights. And even labor unions were pro-Israel at one time. It's all collapsed. It's collapsed into this anti-Israelism, anti-Jewishness. A lot of it's in the black community, Farrakhan and Sharpton. A lot of it's in the sort of radicalized third worldism. Linda Sarsour is this woman champion of the Women's March and the Women's Movement in the U.S. She hates Jews and hates Israel. A lot of the left denies Jewish progressives even from coming to their gay rights rallies.
Yep.
They've singled out Jews for hatred. And then, of course, you get to the squad, Omar, who's really the congresswoman from Somalia. I mean, I'm not really sure, Joe, by the way, she's legit. I think she snuck in. I think she's full of fraud.
I agree.
I don't know who her puppet masters is, but she's unafraid to call out Jews in Israel with really bitter anti-Semitic remarks. So it's gone mainstream. The New York Times, Joe, even published anti-Semitic cartoons. There's a lot of funding from George Soros, who's a Jewish self-hating guy, yep, who actually collaborated with the Nazis as a young person.
Yep.
Noam Chomsky, at the philosophical level, right, a big Jewish anti-Israel philosopher. There's an incredible literature about Jewish self-hate and Jewish anti-Semitism.
Yeah, it's amazing to me, and part of this, I go back to education. You might appreciate this. I've been saying the same thing for years. We have not we've not educated our kids properly. We've not educated them with the truth of this country, the truth of the of actually what different groups have done for this country, and we've allowed these lefty professors and teachers to take over our high schools, take over our colleges, and this is what you have today. You have Jews for Palestine. You have Christians that are anti-Jew. It is beyond my mind that we have allowed this to happen. I don't know.
Yes,
if it's lazy
and,
or ignorant.
And Joe, it all is a attack on first principles. For example, the Christians of America disagreed with European Catholics. The American Christian community for 400 years now has befriended the Jews, promoted the restoration of Jews to the Holy Land, built alliance between Christians and Jews. So leftists hate that. They hate capitalism, which opened the door to Jews and every other group to come into this country and succeed on the ladder up to economic mobility and success. So if you're against capitalism, if you're against the Bible, if you're against Jewish-Christian friendship, if you're against Israel, if you're against the rule of law, you turn into leftist Bush, which of course targets America and Israel as leaders of the free world, leaders of Western civilization, leaders of Judeo-Christian culture. It all makes sense, doesn't it, that the leftists would, in a world full of human rights abuses, right, from Tibet and the way the Chinese treat their ethnic minorities, yep, to the Middle East and 500,000 dead in Syria, but to pick on a small democratic country, Israel, where they have gay pride parades. I mean, it is a sickness. The left is a sick, violent, hostile to everything we believe in, truth, justice, and the American way culture.
I hate to do this. You got about a minute and a half, but Larry, I'm sitting with one of my Jewish friends, okay, and he's a Democrat, and how do I won't say convince him, but how do I open the conversation up? How do I get him to talk to me and get him to see that the conservatives are actually on his side, the libs are not?
Maybe you and I together, Joe, can create 10 interesting facts that make you go, And, you know, on the one side would be the positive case for all that the United States has offered to immigrants and to minorities and the celebration of treatment of everybody and fair play. We just had a black president before President Trump, okay? At least half black. And so one would be the positive case, and the other would be the five facts of radicalism and how dangerous the left has been historically, including the minorities, by the way, and what the Arab left does, right, to gays and women. How about just the treatment of women? So I think maybe an educational little pamphlet or a 10 interesting things that make you go,
yep,
might be helpful. You're right, Joe.
Okay.
It's about education.
10 seconds. Where do people find you, Larry?
On Facebook, Larry Greenfield, or my articles, just Google Larry Greenfield Jewish Journal.
All right, we'll also get them up on our website and get them out in our information. People, don't go far. We got Liz Wheeler coming up. She's the host of Tipping Point with Liz Wheeler. She's written a book, Tipping Points, How to Topple the Left's House of Cards, and it's a very good book. Do you want to stay with us? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.